8:41 on a Wednesday morning with the Musers. Well, the Mavericks and Stars have both announced plans to abandon downtown Dallas. And so we thought we would bring our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell, in studio this morning. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas.
Look at him.
And has authored or co-authored more than 7,000 books. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Good morning, Greg. And I'm first to think in morning juice.
He loves that song.
I have to think in morning juice. I'm just singing good morning.
Okay, you like thank you. Yeah, good morning, Doctor.
I was singing that my whole way here in my Toyota Yaris.
Well, Doctor, we wanted to talk to you about the psychology of a downtown area losing both.
Hang on, it's coffee time.
God.
You're spitting.
Excuse me.
All over the place.
Can't you drink your coffee?
Oh, that was hotter than I thought it was going to be.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's really sliding down my throat, just in and out. I'm sorry, Craig, I believe you're asking a question.
Yes, we wanted to ask you about the psychology of a downtown area losing both of its sports franchises.
I'm so glad you asked me about that, because I am the expert when it comes to team displacement syndrome.
Huh.
I've never heard of that
before. Yes, TDS. That's that's what a fan experiences when their team is dislodged out of their city and displaced into a new place that has syndromes.
Okay.
So, yes, for example, you know, when it... I think you can think of it a little bit this way.
What?
Okay. When a child loses a parent, it is traumatic. And when a child loses both parents, it's tragic. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the Dallas resident losing both parents at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's kind of
dramatic. The Mavs
yeah.
are the daddy, and the Stars are the mommy.
Okay.
And I'm most interested in the daddy. Always and forever most interested in the Mavs. Yes, this one really affects me, George.
You're a long-time Mavericks fan.
Long-time Mavericks fan.
Dallas resident.
Yes, I just said that. Yes, no. Yes. I'm Dallas resident and having to drive an extra 20 minutes and back into a parking space to watch athletic men to go at it. That is a hardship I'm willing to endure. But it is inconvenient.
Yes.
And, of course, I'll do it. I will do it, and I will do it hard. God. I am true blue.
Okay.
And, you know, especially when I'll do it when the pressure is building and I haven't done it in a while. Right. And, you know, I'm getting desperate, and I'm looking out for cops left and right. Anyway, Mavs leaving, this will be difficult for me. Difficult for me because they are my personal clients. I treat all the people on the Maverick staff.
Should you be telling us that?
No, but they are. But they are my patients as well as my favorite team in the Who We Weird.
And in the what?
The Who We Weird.
I don't even.
The whole weird world.
Oh, the whole wide
yes,
world.
The world is very big, so it's wide.
Gotcha. World of sports.
Gotcha.
And I know that the average fan feels betrayed by this, and it is a pernicious, inimitable betrayal.
A pernicious,
inimitable betrayal.
Betrayal.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Deep betrayal, like the betrayal my first wife felt. That feeling of being blindsided by new information that questions, makes you question everything. You know what the Mavs have done to their fans by first trading away the Slovenian doughboy,
right?
Luki, and now moving the team to Valley View Mall. I am pissed off.
Well, you are.
I am very upset about this.
I had no idea.
I've never seen you this pissed.
I can identify with what?
I've never seen you this pissed off.
This what?
What?
I'm pissed off, not pissed off.
Okay.
And I don't think the fans will come back from this. What do you think about that, George?
Well,
over there in your stupid, mean, green shirt.
Hey, what are you attacking me for? I have nothing to
looking
do with
like
this.
Looking like you own the world and you think you're so great.
I don't think I own the
he's
world.
Just, George, he's just
I'm,
lashing out.
I understand that.
But yes,
I'm
I
sure
don't think the Mavs fans would come back, mainly because I don't think that the Dumont and Adelson family, I don't think that they'll keep the team here. I think they're going to move again in 10 years, and they're going to move to Las Vegas's abandoned Valley View Mall.
I don't know about that. But
yes, I think that's part of the plan. I'm so sick of this ownership group. Oh, my God, I can just vomit blood and whatever else I have in my stomach.
But you're still talking to the Mavericks. You're still part of their organization, I guess.
I'm still on the payroll. Okay. Yes, 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 yes. But I have brought some books here. I'm so pissed. Oh. I'm sorry. Okay. First of all, I want to apologize to you.
That's okay.
I should not have raised my voice.
That's all right.
It's an emotional time for everybody.
Very emotional right now.
Maybe this was good for you to let it all out.
It's okay if you raise your voice.
What?
What?
I brought some books!
Okay. Stop yelling into the microphone.
George, I give you this one, and you can pass it to Craig if you want. This is The Billionaire's Guide to Holding Cities Financially Hostage, a guide to grift written by Jerry Jones, the Texas Rangers, the Addisons, and little Patty Dumont. That's what he went by for this. There you go, George. Thank you so much. Here's
Very
another
timely.
One for you. This is called How to Turn 8 Million People Against You in 18 Months by Miriam Adelson. It started off as Twilight fan fiction, and it later turned into... How to Turn 8 Million People Against You in 18 right. Months. Very odd. Forward by Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis wrote the Street Clothes.
Nice
wrote this. So, and how about anybody here? If you like memoir. You like memoir. You like reading memoir.
Memoir.
Yes, okay. Memoir. This is called Being Assistant Manager at Britches at Valley View Mall, a virginity story by Craig Miller.
Think I had lost my virginity by then.
I didn't know y'all had worked on a book together.
How about this one? You interested in city histories?
Sure. City history.
This is called Plano, the Hockey Capital of the World by Tom Gilardi.
Is it?
Yes.
I guess it is now.
That's what he's trying to sell. Yes, and the forward is by a slurring Brett Hull. Lots of repeated S's.
Never in the history has a team ever been in Plano.
This one, I don't care about the Stars and Mavs moving because I'm still getting paid $17 million a year and to annoy Jim Nance and increase his workload by Tony Romo. Very long title.
Wow.
Very long title on this.
Why would he write about
that? Very long title. And how about this one? This is, I am so proud of this one. This is hot off the presses.
Okay.
Hot off the presses. This is called Hey, At least I Landed the Wings by Eric Johnson.
That's the feather in his cap.
That's the feather in his cap. He was able to keep the wings here and get them here. So that's Eric Johnson. Okay. Just a few beats for you.
Well,
now I'm
going
to go out and get in my Toyota Yaris and hit the steering wheel over and over again.
Oh,
I'm cursing Miriam Addison.
I'm so sorry.
Poor Dr. Maxwell.
Never seen him like that.